Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Well, as the man says, this is a place where we like to support people doing amazing things to celebrate our friends and neighbors, supporting their communities, doing something really cool. And since Chef Tiffany Faison is here with us today,
she did something really cool.
I mean, you continue to do things that are very cool, but
very
I think
to me.
Opening a restaurant is not an easy thing to do. We've been friends for a very long time. I've watched you go through a lot of stuff.
Yep.
Some ups and downs.
Yep.
And this feels like a real big up. 15 floor up.
15 floors of up.
Let's hear about it.
We talk about it all the time, like sort of, you know, there's ebbs and flows in life. And like when you're ebbing, it's always, you know, challenging. But recognize when you're in a flow. And we're in a flow right
Let's flow.
Good. Let's flow.
Tell me about Bubble Bath.
Bubble Bath is at the rooftop of the Citizen M Hotel. It's at Newbury and Mass Ave. Nice digs. If you can get them.
That's that new hotel that came up over the pike.
Over
right?
the pike.
That just came up out of, there wasn't even ground there. And now there's a hotel.
There was like some ground.
It is amazing what they did with that
space. It's crazy, right? Like that area was like a little bit sus. It had some like comings and goings. Mm-hmm. And now it's just a gorgeous corner of the city. So we're on the 15th floor. It is a wine and it's a bar, guys, so it's not a restaurant. It's a beautiful space, has like sweeping views of the city. So like floor to ceiling windows inside and then a giant roof deck like outside. It's on the 15th floor, so it just, the views of the city are spectacular, but you're in the city. It's not like being on the Peru where you're like all the way up looking down. You're sort of in the city. It orients you differently. Like I've really been able to kind of see the city differently. And like it's stunning. We have gorgeous, gorgeous wines and cocktails. So we have a curated cocktail program. Daniel Andres is our bar director. And he has been so fun to work with. Wildly talented. No ego. Just like incredible, incredible cocktails. So that's on offer. And then we have a bunch of wine and champagne that's been selected based on vintners and growers that we love. All the champagne is grower champagne, so you're not going to see like big popping bottles of like, you know, big logos and brands that you recognize. It's really people that we have found and curated. That goes for the wine program as well. And then we have little snackies, so it's not like full dinner. You can definitely make a dinner out of
it. We love snackies.
So there's, you know, Dan and I are impossible. We can't make a small menu if we try.
Can't imagine how much work it takes to take this from your brain to the 15th floor.
Yeah.
Can you talk about some of the things that
there's
go
an elevator
into making
that helps
your
my
dream
brain
happen?
Go from the 15th floor. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. Like, you have an idea of something. Like, I've been working on this for like 3 years.
Wow.
And so it's never an overnight process. It shouldn't be. If you can open a restaurant overnight, don't do it. It's a bad idea. So yeah,
you should have time to think about what
you're
doing.
You should think about stuff. Yeah. So it starts with a space and an idea and what's right for the space. Sometimes like I walk into a space if I'm looking at like actively looking for restaurant spaces and I have an idea of something that I want to do and I'll walk in. It's like, this won't work here. So you either go with what will work in that space or what won't. But I went in and the kitchen was smaller. So it was really an opportunity to kind of blow up the idea of Bubble Bath for us, which we have a 16 seat bar in High Street Place
which
already.
Which is the cutest ever.
Really cute little wine bar. So it was really an opportunity to take that idea and have it realize its sort of big sister fullness. And like, if we could give this a bunch of space and if we could give this a bigger personality, what does it look like? So yeah, you just start like pulling the levers and letting your brain kind of dream about things. And then you distill it down to like what's going to work operationally and what won't.
Okay, and shout out your other restaurants, please.
Sweet Cheeks in the Fenway. Fool's Errand next
so
to Sweet
good.
Cheeks.
Good God,
Fenway.
You could sleep on them
you.
Biscuits.
We also have Tenderoni's Charming Gardener, which we haven't talked a lot about, but is doing incredibly well in the food hall. It's like a salad bowl concept. Other Bubble Bath in the food hall and Dive Bar that's also in the food hall. Want to break a little news?
Yes.
We're going to open Tiger Baby.
No, you're not!
In
no, you're not.
The food
no,
hall
not.
In the fall. Yeah. Yeah. So that's it's not where a full I met Tiger Mama.
That
but...
is where I met Tiffany.
Yes.
And I have a picture of it, and it's the funniest thing you've ever seen because I had been stalking her because I'm like, we're going to be friends, and I don't care.
She doesn't know it yet.
She don't know it yet. So I went there for dinner, and I saw her out of the corner of my eye, and I went up to her. I'm like, hi, my name is Kennedy, and we're getting radio stations. Call me 641 and come make me friends. And I was like, I take
yes,
your picture? And
yes.
The picture's
was that your opening energy?
I'm not even lying.
Pretty much, yeah.
And then I took a, I was like, can we take a picture of my best? And it's literally me smiling and Tiffany going, oh.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not
I'm going to show you the picture.
I know the picture.
No, it's not mean. It's just
no,
funny.
No, I know the picture. You
it was a
it
moment in time.
I love it. I love it so much.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, that's how I met you. That's how I met Trini. That's how I met Carson. Like, yeah, everyone's kind of similar. Tiger.
That and rice people, in the can. Come on, girl.
Thank you. And it's the most frequently, like, what do we ever get Tiger back is the biggest question I face.
Well, I'm happy for
so
you.
So we're going to baby steps to getting Tiger back. So Tiger baby. Yeah.
Breaking freaking news.
Yeah.
Kennedy's whole day is made.
You heard it here.
I tell you what, guys,
this week has bubble. Sucked, and today yes. I'm feeling great.
Yes. For now, go to bubble
for
bath.
Now we bubble.
There's an elevator to the 15th
There's
floor.
There's an elevator.
Just like Tiffany's brain.
Well, kids, if you have something you're doing very cool in your world, and it doesn't have to be something as large as opening a restaurant, but even if you just have a dream to do it, we'd love to talk to you.
It was a lot of baby steps, so we got to opening a restaurant.
Drop me an email, morningshow@mix1041.com.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.